Did you feel how cold it went when it came in?
I felt weird, said Ron, shifting his shoulders uncomfortably. Like I'd never be cheerful again. Ginny, who was huddled in her corner looking nearly as bad as Harry felt, gave a small sob. Hermione went over and put a comforting arm around her.
But didn't any of you fall off your seats? Said Harry, awkwardly.
No, said Ron, looking anxiously at Harry again. Ginny was shaking like mad, though. Harry didn't understand. He felt weak and shivery, as though he was recovering from a bad bout of flu. He also felt the beginnings of shame. Why had he gone to pieces like that, when no one else had? Professor Lupin had come back. He paused as he entered, looked around, and said, with a small smile, "I haven't poisoned their chocolate, you know." Harry took a bite, and to his great surprise felt warmth spread suddenly to the tips of his fingers and toes. "We'll be at Hogwarts in 10 minutes," said Professor Lupin. "Are you all right, Harry?" Harry didn't ask how Professor Lupin knew his name. "Fine," he muttered, embarrassed. They didn't talk much during the remainder of the journey.